Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. We're talking this week about really getting focused on your strengths. But one thing I always try to do is, and that is to be realistic. In life, things are not always so simple. They're not always so cut and dry. And the reality of our world is there are things that we have to do that we may not be good at, and they may constitute weaknesses of ours. And you cannot delegate everything away. You cannot get other people to help you with everything in your life. And sometimes you have to just tackle those things that you're not necessarily good at. So the question becomes, how do you do it? Well, almost 2 years ago now, I decided I wanted to do podcasts. The problem was, is I don't have any idea, or I didn't have any idea how to do the technical aspect of podcasting. I didn't know how to get a podcast up on iTunes. I didn't know how to launch it. I didn't know the production end of it at all. You know, sure, I could develop content. I could write. I could speak. But I didn't have the technical expertise to do it. I consider myself to be decent on a computer. I would say I'm not a computer whiz. I'm not one of those people that just figures everything out. I usually go to other people to try to help me for new things that I'm tackling from an IT standpoint. So this is something that I had to go outside to get help. So I hired a person who was great, who helped me on the production end and got everything set up. Now, the other challenge is this is something I have to do that I choose to do every day. So how can I get good at this and stay good at it and make sure that I'm getting everything done technically that I have to? And so what I did for this individual that helped me set it up initially is I had him create a routine for me. In other words, write down the step-by-step process of everything I need to do each day in order to handle the production aspect of the podcast. And I did it. And I would tell you that after doing, 327, I believe. Yeah, it's 327 podcasts. I haven't spoken to this guy probably since number 40. So I was able to pick up what I needed to do. Yeah, there were a few technical glitches along the way. I figured out most of those through his help. But now it's an automatic process for me, right? I develop the content. I know what I have to do. I lay it out. But the production side of it is like second nature. And the reason it's second nature is because it's a ritualized activity for me. So I took what I would constitute as a weakness for me, and I just figured out a way through a ritual to just get it done. And I would tell you to do the same thing. Look at anything in your life that you have to do. Maybe you probably don't like doing it. Maybe you're not good at it. Just find a way to make it second nature. Ritualize the activity so you don't even realize you're doing it. Sort of a subconscious thing that just happens for you. And after you do it over and over again, day in and day out, it just goes on autopilot. And that is a great way to handle any weakness that you actually have to do, that you have to take care of. Just ritualize that activity. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe, and you can do it on iTunes or you can do it on Stitcher. It's always good to have that coach to keep you moving towards your desires. And I just ask you for that opportunity. Let me be that person for you. And all it means is getting yourself here. It's a few minutes a day, and it doesn't cost you a dime to do it. Before we finish, let's just take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to wrap up our discussion on how to focus on your strengths and maintain it. For today, what we want to do is just find a way to ritualize the activities that you would consider weaknesses. Figure out a way to get them done so that it's automatic, and over time, it should become painless for you.